First, the officers for black regiments rigidly segregated. Remember that. There are black units and there are white units. And of course, it would stay that way until after World War II. Harry Truman is the one who ended that in American history. So there are black regiments. The officers for the black regiments, overwhelmingly white. Which made sense at first, because there were very few black men with any significant military service. It really wouldn't have made sense early on to have black officers. But even as the war went on, and black men showed aptitude for fighting and for command, they generally were denied commissions. There were 166 black regiments raised during the war. There were only about 100 black officers commissioned, the vast majority of them at the rank of captain or lower. Racism largely explains why black men were kept from assuming posts of leadership in their own units as the war went on. As I said, it made sense in the beginning, but as the war went on, it did not. Many white officers were initially opposed to arming black men, but a number of the officers, stepping back and assessing their own potential for advancement in white units, decided that one way to get more rank would be to take a commission in a black regiment, and many of them did that. But a number of the white officers never really reconciled themselves to having black men in uniform, and I will quote William Tecumseh Sherman on this. He felt that way. He wrote in April of 1863 that he was opposed to raising black regiments. He said, "I would prefer to have this a white man's war and provide for the Negro after the storm has passed. But we are in a revolution, and I must not pretend to judge. With my own opinions of Negroes and my experience, yea, prejudice, I cannot trust them yet." And I think probably Sherman never did really trust black soldiers. So one difference is that there are white officers commanding black troops. The black troops do not have their own black officers for the most part. Black soldiers also made less money for much of the war, $10 a month, as opposed to $13 plus a $3.50 clothing allowance for white soldiers. Abolitionists were furious about that. They said, black soldiers are risking their lives. Why don't they make the same money as white soldiers who risk their lives? To which Lincoln answered that many people in the North, many white people, still didn't believe black men should be fighting at all. And he believed, Lincoln did, that if black soldiers were paid the same from the beginning, there would be a revulsion against that among a significant number of white Northerners. Well, finally, in June of 1864, the pay was made equal. But for all the period down until then, from the time when black men first went into uniform in large numbers, beginning in early 1863, they made less money. Black soldiers were also often given more menial duties. In fact, many units functioned more as laborers than soldiers. Others guarded rear areas, garrisoned forts, Fort Pillow, for example. We talked about the slaughter at Fort Pillow. Those were black troops who'd been assigned a sort of garrison duty. There were many reasons behind black units being given less combat duty and more non-combat duty. Some white officers doubted that they'd make good soldiers, doubted that they would be able to fight their former masters after so many generations of being slaves under the control of those white masters. Many others believed that they were better suited to garrison posts in the Deep South, where the weather was so hot and where it was difficult for white soldiers, especially from the more northern areas of the United States, to hold off disease and other debilitating effects of the climate. An important factor was that commanders believed that if black troops fought less often, they were less likely to be taken prisoner. And it was a tremendous problem when black soldiers were taken prisoner, because the Confederate government announced it would not treat captured black soldiers as prisoners of war. It would treat them as runaway slaves, and said it would not treat officers commanding black soldiers as prisoners of war, but would treat them as criminals who had incited black men to insurrection. Said that would execute, at least potentially execute, either black soldiers or white commanders. Lincoln retaliated by saying a rebel soldier would be killed for every black man or white officer killed. So this was a complicating factor, and some people genuinely tried to keep black men out of a situation where they'd be where they would be captured. And there were a number of instances where black soldiers were killed